Nothing excites Carrie and Tommy more than you hitting play on their catch-up. Well, maybe Nissan Intelligent. Easy to see why the Nissan X-Trail is the world's best-selling SUV.
Oh, can you believe it is Friday? Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, royal wedding. Your favourite day of the year. What have you got lined up?
Oh, my God. Me and the girlfriends, we are getting together.
Who's Cassie watching at yours?
And I am not watching it.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Doing a show, Sydney Comedy Festival. Yeah. And
what time is it on? I should know that.
7:30
at night?
No, 8:15.
No, your show. Yeah. No, I meant the wedding.
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Couldn't tell you. Yeah. Where will you be watching it? What will you be doing?
I actually don't know. I haven't got any plans yet.
You don't care enough
I'm
to
usually
watch
in bed
it,
by 7 on a Saturday night, so yeah. I might even miss it.
This is a bit more fake love, I reckon.
What?
This is
no,
Monday.
I'll tell you
Monday,
what.
We'll hear this. Oh, it was Megan looked amazing.
No,
and then I'll dig
be
a little
really
deeper.
Honest with you. Last time I was really into it, I went to Will's wedding, right?
Yes.
And covered that over there. This year, when I decided not to go, I think that's when I stopped caring as much because until that I was excited because I was going to go and then when
yes.
I kept. So I think that I will enjoy it when I see all the bits from it. But I'm just not 100% invested anymore.
Yeah, great news or great piece of advice for anybody out there. If you want to get Bickmore's interest, invite her.
I mean, if I was going to the actual wedding, I'd be totally down.
Yeah.
I would have picked my outfit like 6 months
That's
ago.
That's how you do it. Yeah.
Should we do a wedding theme, Bickmore's booty drop, to kick us off on the Friday?
What do you mean? Like, not here just, comes the bride
just,
or the
just
like.
Say just say no and see if Buzz has a plan B because I don't reckon he does.
I actually want drop it like it's hot.
Well, I've got to.
What wedding songs
have
you got?
What have you got?
All right, so I just took about an hour to plan. Anyway, so we've got two songs. Bruno Mars, Marry You.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I reckon I'd see them dancing to that at their first dance.
And also.
Oh, yeah, this is a tune. We'll go with this.
Tune.
Harry would love this. Harry beats on all of his mates up the top. Yeah.
Or.
Hands in the air.
What's this? Buzzle
what
on
is
the button.
This? Bickmore and Tommy Little. Because we haven't done a lot of royal stuff this week. I know you're
mate.
We haven't.
Are you joking?
You know what? I've absolutely contained it to my bits. I've kept my bits royal and that's it. Nothing else. When have we done royal stuff?
Every day we've done something
royal. We haven't.
Royal.
Just a tiny bit in my bits, mate. That's it. I want to do a whole segment and I'm going to please you though in doing this. We don't have to actually talk about the royals, okay?
What are we talking about that's not about the royals then?
We're going to talk about weddings because weddings are still a good talk topic, mate. Like, didn't you go to radio school? It's really good. People call
I did,
up
actually.
And talk about weddings.
It was beat the bomb, chuck on an Indian accent and do some prank calls. And then
secret sound.
There was secret sound. And then I believe I missed the fourth topic and it could have been weddings. So I'm so sorry.
Weddings is the fourth topic. I want to know, right? I want to talk when someone has royally, see what I did there, ruined your wedding, right? Because when we was talking with friends the other day, I was reminded about how I had been a bridesmaid at my girlfriend's wedding about 10 years ago. And my one key responsibility was to bring the flowers. And
isn't that a big job?
Yeah, it's an enormous job, right? And we were down the coast. Yeah. We weren't in the city of Perth. We were down about 3 hours away. And so it was all a bit of a palaver to even get to the wedding. Everyone had to drive 45 minutes. We were staying out of town and we weren't in our own homes. Anyway, her mother-in-law, she wanted to be involved in the flowers as well. And there was a little bit of back and forth. No, it's my job. No, it's my job. All with a smile,
why didn't you just handball it off?
No,
wouldn't you just go, you know what, take the job? I'm pretty
No, because
to do
as
it.
Bridesmaid, I was really proud and excited about having that responsibility.
Okay, right.
Anyway, I put them in a place in the house before we were due to leave for the wedding, and I reminded myself they were near the front door. I must get them on the way through, all the bouquets, all the pins for the men, everything, right? And then she decided they were in the way, so she moved them to the back door, which was closer to the car, so that she could remember to take them. Even though it was my responsibility to take them.
Oh, no.
So what do you think happened? Everyone's fluffing around, gorgeous bride in her dress, wearing our bridesmaids' dresses. Out we go out the front door, jump in the cars, and we get all the way to the wedding, 45 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And we're all sitting in the car waiting to get out. I'm so nervous. And she turns to me and she says, "Where's the flowers? Have we got the flowers?" I was like, yep.
Shivers.
Oh, but they were at the front door. Hold on. I put them there. What? I was like, hold on, they must be here. They must be here because someone had them because they weren't at the front door. Get out of the car. We all go into the boots. Can't find them anywhere. Then the mother-in-law says to me,
"This is heaps of flowers. This is not. You're not looking for one flower.
No, so, four bunches, four bouquets, and all the men's things. Yeah, because the bride and the three bridesmaids. And then the mother-in-law says to me, "What?
No, what? I just thought there could have been more flowers. That's all right."
So, mate,
you weren't on. I get it. You weren't on TV.
It was a simple wedding.
Then. Yeah.
No, it wasn't about the cost.
Imagine if you only rocked up with four bouquets now, and they're like, "Oh, Bickmore, we put her in charge of flowers. She got four flowers."
No, do you know the funny thing? Also, I made sure those flowers were also the centerpieces of the table, so they served two purposes.
And did you get them out of the front of people's gardens?
As we got out of the car, I said to the mother-in-law, "Did you touch the flowers?" And she goes, "I just moved them to the back door because they were in the way." And then I said, "Okay, well, did you bring them then?" "No, you were bringing the flowers."
Oh, no. What a cow.
So angry. And then I went all red. And
Do we know this mother-in-law that I'm quite openly calling a cow on radio?
Yeah, we do know her. She's divine. She's gorgeous. She's actually a really, really lovely woman.
What a divine cow.
Anyway, we got to we had to just go through, like the wedding was about to start. And we got to the front of the line, and I was the first bridesmaid to go. And as the last one. So that was the one closest to the bride, and she's gorgeous too. And I'll never forget, as I went to turn around to say good luck and walk down the aisle, all she said was, "I'm just so disappointed." And I was like, "Oh my God, I've literally royally ruined her wedding."
She's done it. She's royally ruined a wedding.
So that's what I want to speak about. 13-10-60 when you royally ruined a wedding. I might point out that there was a lot going on with her dress, and I think the flowers are all a bit too much with the dress, so I think I did her a favour because the photos looked beautiful.
Okay, so you want to do when have you royally ruined a wedding? Yep. You don't want to do 13-10-60, what moment made you go, "Oh, shivers."
Mate, you know the word I want to say, but I'm not swearing anymore. That's why I'm saying shivers. At least I didn't say shivers me timbers. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're talking when you royally ruined a wedding. I forgot my friend's flowers for the wedding, and I ruined her day. As I walked down the aisle, she just turned to me and said, "I'm just so disappointed."
That's not what she said.
She did.
She said something slightly heavier than that.
She didn't say anything heavier than that.
Okay. Let's go to Mary. Mary, did you really?
You're an ass. You're a royal ass. That's what you are.
Not you, Mary, not you.
I'm not. What a way to introduce our caller there, Carrie. Mary, I'm so sorry about Carrie's language. But apart from that, have you royally ruined a wedding?
Well, it was many years ago in the 80s, and we were in a wedding, and it was at a church in the city that was like a revolving door. You had a very small amount of time. You're in, wedding, out. And the next people were there waiting for the next wedding. So apparently we were to look after the little page boy, but we thought that the mother of the page boy was taking him to the reception. So left the wedding and went and had the photos and everything, and everyone just thought the mother had the little page boy, but apparently no one had the page boy. He'd been left at the wedding after us, and he just knew his job was to stand beside the bride.
Tell me he didn't stand beside the next bride.
He went and stood beside the next bride.
Oh, sweetheart.
Everybody's going, "Who's the page boy?" Apparently they're saying, "Who's the page boy? Who's the page boy?" So he was page boy to two weddings that day.
Oh, that's awesome. Mary, how old was he?
He was about 3 and a half, 4.
You made that wedding. You didn't royally ruin it, Mary. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
He wasn't in any of the photos for the real wedding.
And I assume
but
that
like with the flowers, I think that made the photos better, yeah?
Yeah. So did he take a shining to the second family and just decide to live with them?
Well, no, I think he went back. We actually had to go and then pick him up really quickly, which was quite a while away from the reception to the church. And I don't even know if the mother knows to this day that he was left.
That's great. I love it.
All right, let's go to Katie. Thank you, Mary. Katie, when did you royally ruin a wedding?
Well, I was very excited to be asked to be an MC in a wedding. And then all the lead up and all the planning. And I got there and my first job was introducing them, and I introduced the bride as the wrong name.
Wow. How
not
how
an ex-girlfriend
wrong.
Or anything?
No, just like her other last name. and they introduced them both as that, so it was a bit embarrassing.
Oh, Katie. Do you know I was at a wedding once with the organiser of the wedding? It was in South Africa, and it was outside, and the bride started walking down the aisle and then got to the end of the aisle, and there was no groom there, and she just saw her face drop because thought he'd done a runner, and then the organiser realised she'd forgotten to go get the grooms and the groomsmen out of their hotel room. So she sent the poor girl round for another lap, and she had to do another lap of the premises to come back down the aisle.
Wow. I mean,
but it didn't ruin it. See, I remember it. It made it. It gave us all something to talk about.
So what happened, Katie? Did they react?
Oh, they thought it was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
They thought
that's
it was funny. They were all drunk. They thought it was great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know what's happened, Bick, is we've gone a whole week. It's Friday, and I'm thinking about the same thing that I was thinking about Monday.
Can I guess what it is? Is this it?
Exactly it.
Are you going to have nightmares of that sound?
Oh, mate. For those who have just joined us, that is the sound of pube scissors. Now, if you are as confused about the idea of pube scissors as I was, basically, because give us the quick summary.
I was in the shower the other day, got a double shower at home, turned around, and Chris was taking to his pubes. He was manscaping with the kitchen scissors. They're enormous. Yes. When I say kitchen scissors, they could also double as the craft scissors, cut fabric with them. They are just huge.
You're using them for anything.
Yeah, and he was like seriously getting in and around all the little bits with these scissors. And I was like, two things. Yes. One, that's the wrong tool. And second of all, can you not do that in front of me?
Yes.
But and that got us talking about, you know, whether you should do that, what's the things you should do in front of your partner.
Yes. And I want to broaden it out to just, I just want to talk about manscaping.
Why? Do you manscape?
Because I realize, because me and Chris started messaging after we talked about it on radio, right? Because I said
you and
to him,
your best mate, yeah.
Yeah, me and my best mate, who also happens to live with you. My best mate happens to live with you and be the father of your kids. But
bit of a queen, your best, my best friend.
You're my best friend.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time. So we started messaging, and I said, bro, you've got to get clippers, right? And we were messaging back and forth, and I realized that maybe I'm doing it wrong. Because, guys, we don't really, I mean, we've talked about it before, but I don't reckon I've had the conversation since I was in high school, and we started doing that stuff, right? And so maybe trends have changed. Maybe people are doing different things, and maybe I'm wrong. You used the turn of phrase, he got up and under.
Oh. Yeah.
And I started thinking, because Buzz, what are you doing?
Yeah, I manscape with the clippers my girlfriend bought me. So she loves it.
And are they the same?
But where do you do everywhere?
Yeah.
Like everywhere down there, or just like
the
whole body?
Are you doing the tires?
Down there, mate.
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah. And are you doing it to like what? To what number?
Like I'm on zero. I'm on zero. But
what does that mean? No hair?
No, like it's like a
zero clipper setting.
Yeah.
Which means
I'm not bringing a razor down there.
Yeah, it's basically it's also what see the side of Buzz's head?
Yeah.
He's got pretty much a zero there.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Not used by the same clippers though.
Well, I was going to ask you, and please do answer honestly, are they the same clippers you use on your beard?
No. I've got a different set for my beard. I do. I've got a corded one, a big one.
No one has two
sets. Do you not have two sets?
No, I don't have two
sets. You use the same your pube clippers on your chin.
Yeah. You know how sometimes you kiss me hello on the cheek? Buzz, you don't get a razor involved.
Nah.
Razor, it leaves it all itchy and stubbly, doesn't
That's
it?
That's dangerous, yeah.
No, okay. See, this is what I mean. Maybe
you get
doing
a razor involved.
Yeah,
where
but
does
I
the
thought,
razor come in?
I thought in the plums.
Do you think it'll ever go the other way where everyone likes it hairy again? Because
but this is what I mean.
I talked about the other night on the project. Yeah. I'm not sure if you saw it with Lisa. I just happened to accidentally tell the world that I, you know, don't have any hair down there.
Yes.
And a lot of my friends were texting me going, like, ever, gone forever. What if it comes back as a thing that women love?
Because I see articles now, the bush is back. And I thought, regional living is back. And then I dig a little further. But I thought maybe it is for men already. So I wanted to do a quick poll around our office. Buzz, if you wouldn't mind.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
manscape in, around, up and under.
Or not to.
Manscape in, around, up and under. I want to know... Because I haven't talked about this. I could be 10
years.
Are
we asking the blokes what they're doing or asking the girls what they like?
Let's get a mix of everybody.
All right. Because I was going to say 1060.
Yeah, no. Callers can get involved. No, callers can get involved as well. Yep. Let's get office and calls. I want to know, maybe I'm still wearing a tie-dye t-shirt and everyone else has moved on.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
Manscape in, up, around and under.
Or not to
Manscape in, up, around and under. Just a good old-fashioned bit of pube chat. This kicked off because you saw your partner trimming down there. And it just led me to think, I haven't had this discussion with people in a while.
No, you've been doing what you've been doing since the 90s. You could have it all wrong.
Oh, I have.
Maybe you're meant to be using these.
Oh, I'm not, mate. I will use a cutthroat razor before I use those.
Do you reckon if I leave these at work, there's a chance he'll then get onto the clippers? Will I just come home and find him in the shower with like a knife or something from the kitchen?
You know, I bought him a set of clippers.
Did you?
Yes, I haven't bought him in yet. I've got him a set of clippers.
Amazing.
We've got a jury here. Buzz, who have we got?
We've got Lucy up first.
Hello. Lucy.
Hey, Luce.
Hello.
Lucy, do you expect a man to be manscaped?
I think this day and age, yes.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And how much is there? How much is too much?
Oh, I mean, bald's a bit too far, I reckon. Mm. A man sort of has a bit of hair down there. I think it's good to have a bit of hair, but bald too far for me.
Oh, okay. So completely naked would be a disaster.
I reckon.
So Buzz uses clippers. He has his set on a zero. That's pretty intense.
I reckon, yeah. Too intense for me.
Okay. And if a guy was wild and free and had done nothing, would that put you off enough for you to leave?
Yep, too wild for me.
Wow.
Also, doesn't that not work for you guys either if it's too wild? Because then everything just looks...
Oh, it's the trim the shrubs to make the tree look bigger.
Yes.
Yes, you're exactly right. There's only so much you can trim, though. I've done everything I can.
Who have we got up next, Buzz?
Izzy.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Izz. We're just having a good old-fashioned bit of pube chat. Izz, what do you reckon? Do you expect men to be manscaped? Do you like it, hate it? Talk to us.
Well, I didn't realise that guys actually did this until a little while ago. I just thought I was really lucky and that just guys were very... well equipped down there. Up until my friend told me a little story about how her partner wasn't, and things got stuck in teeth. And
Izzy, no, but, Izzy, babe, but, too but maybe much.
That's,
oh,
no, maybe
stop.
That's why it started. Because remember braces? Remember braces back in the day?
Yeah, I had braces back in the day.
Oh.
Maybe no, stop this conversation. Maybe it's all too much. Shh, 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 shh. Fingers in my ears. La, 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 la.
Okay. So that's another, they should? That's
100%
another...
should.
Okay.
But and not too much.
Not too much. That seems to be the verdict. Because I reckon it should be what you should expect what you do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like it's very different. Like you want a man to be a man.
All right, just before we go, we've got Megan who's called up on the line. Megan, to manscape or not to manscape?
Absolutely. I wasn't sure it's not a thing.
Wow, this is way too many negatives involved I'm confused now because you have to manscape. How short is too short? Should you go bald? Should the tires be bald?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm glad we've taken this call. Buzz, let's go back to the jury.
We'll go Josh.
Joshy. Are you manscaping, bro?
Of course.
Okay, how much?
Chest, armpits, as much as I can.
Right. Oh, so you don't like to leave it? What about back?
No, definitely not.
Oh, like, not Josh, back, so you don't mind a hairy back?
No, definitely back. Hairy back. No hair anywhere, ideally. Just completely hairless.
I just realised, Josh, I didn't, because we can't see you, I didn't realise, and I've just recognised your voice, you are groomed to within an inch of your life. You're looking stunning.
Josh, are you groomed for what sex?
The men's.
Oh, I thought you meant what position.
No. I wonder if it's different for gay men and straight men, what they like. Is that a fair assessment, Josh, that it would be different? Or do you reckon all men feel the same?
Yeah, well, it used to be like gay men loved men with no hair. And I think the tables have turned a bit and the hair's sort of made a comeback. But I still hate it on myself. So I'm like...
Okay.
hairless.
Okay, so now that that question's out of the way, what position?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same,
but backwards. Yeah.
Check out what she says there.
Oh,
that is a great question.
Are you actually joking?
What?
Mate, I've told you this a thousand times. Put my game down, flip it and reverse it.
Oh, is that why we do this? Because we play the songs backwards like that song?
I want to scream. I want to just, it's the only factor that I have.
Well, now I know.
No, you don't, because you'll ask me again in 2 weeks.
I will. But...
I've told you that. Oh,
mate. Oh. It's all right. Relax. Oh. I'm just trying to get you like.
I know, you're doing it deliberately.
Before we do the comp. It's all...
Yeah, well, the week before last was a bit of a disaster. 7 minutes it took and it was still 0-0. which means, Tom, you're still up 6-4. And there's no theme this week. That's the rule that we put in place.
Because that was so stupid.
Well, it was stupid because you guys didn't tell us there was a theme.
We told you after the first song you didn't get the next four right. Don't blame that.
That's not how themes work.
Well, no theme today. Here we go. Song number one.
Tommy's
in.
I know exactly what it is. It is Dua Lipa, and it is called One Kiss.
Oh, he's good!
Yeah!
Well done.
Oh, I was even going to give you the DJ. It's Calvin Harris, isn't it?
It is Calvin Harris,
God, it's
tune, as you would say.
I didn't even have any idea.
See, you shouldn't have got me riled up beforehand.
I know, I'm regretting that.
All right, song number two.
Carrie's
in.
Oh, Carrie. Aggressive. Spice Girls, If You Want to Be My Lover. Wanna Be.
Yes! One all!
Oh. Can you not hit your buzzer so hard?
No.
Yeah. You yelled that.
You yelled before.
One a piece. Let's go to song number.
I yelled once, doesn't mean.
Three.
I don't.
Yes, no. No. Don't do.
I'm going to buzz both of you guys.
Tommy.
Oh. Okay, no. You got in.
Hmm.
Give us your best.
He doesn't know. Move it on.
Lucky I got in.
Who was that?
Shawn Mendes.
That's what.
It's in my blood.
That's what I was about to say. That's actually what I was about to say.
We aren't even close. Yeah. One apiece. Okay. Here we go. Song number four.
Tommy.
Tommy. That's the exact same.
Rihanna, work!
It is!
I love that song.
2-1, Tommy, one to go. Carrie, you need to get this one just to make it a draw. Here's song number five.
Oh, I want to say Black Eyed Peas or something, but...
But do you?
You got to get this, Carrie. So if Tommy doesn't say anything and you don't either, he wins.
Yeah, that's great. Just stay quiet over there, mate.
You may as well have a go.
Shush. Can you play it one more time?
No, that's not part of it.
Well, neither of you's buzzed in, so I will. You still need to buzz in, both of you, if you want to get it.
Carrie,
Tommy,
where is the love?
Damn it.
Oh, it is! Who said a draw's boring?
Oh,
two apiece.
Thank Christ.
You deserve that.
There it is. Same summer backwards with Carrie and Tommy. 6-4 is still the score after this draw.
So that was just a draw?
Yeah.
We don't have a tiebreaker now?
We never have.
Have we?
No.
Oh, mate. You were losing it.
We've been playing this for 18 months now. Hey, you know the beginning there. What's she saying in that song?
Oh, no. We are not doing this again. Carrie and Tommy.
I get it. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Don't you think it's exciting when you discover something new?
Sure.
You know things that like other people know about and you're like, why didn't I know about this and why didn't I know about it
sooner? Like when I discovered tensile jeans in the mid-90s, changed my life.
What are tensile jeans?
You know, those thin little things that like wearing tracksuits, but they're jeans.
Jeggings?
Nah, different. Anyway, whole
Buzz, that
topic.
Sounds like jeggings, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nah, they're not. Yeah. They're tensile jeans. Anyway, don't worry.
Wow. Do you remember my Tico pants?
No.
Or they're called Mitico, Mitico. You remember those, Kez, with the yellow circle at the back? They were like leggings. Those things got me through puberty. Bloody hell. Hey,
anyway, back to the topic.
If I say YouTube sensation Big Marvel,
What do you think?
Big Marvel?
Yeah.
Like a movie franchise or something?
No.
No?
That's a great guess, okay, though. This is a young Asian bloke, mm-hmm, and he has rocked my tiny little world.
He's not Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. I love him. Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. Yeah. I got a what? Pen. I got pineapple.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. But you're in the hitting zone, okay, of what Big Marvel is. 3,436,616 YouTube subscribers.
Okay.
Now, I stumbled across like one funny video. A few of my friends had shared it on Facebook, mm-hmm, and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I realized, oh my gosh, Big Marvel has got a back catalog.
Oh.
And there went my whole day. I've got you to load up Toto Africa Chicken. That's what you had to, yep, search, right? Yep. And you have the video there. I'm, yep, going to get you to hit play now and describe to the people as they and you listen to the start of the great tune that is Toto's Africa.
Is there a better tune?
It's such a, okay, tune. Okay.
Oh, I love the beginning. Okay, so currently I can see a chicken on, yeah, a white table.
A real chicken.
A real chicken. Oh, yes. And now I can see a fake chicken.
Yes. And you
coming
can see,
into shot and with
you can
the man.
See Big Marvel,
oh,
there.
And now the chicken is. Is he pooing? No. No, he's, mm-hmm, flying. He's. Oh, gosh, there's a lot happening.
So there's a real chicken, now,
okay,
there's a fake,
oh, oh,
chicken.
Oh, now the real chicken's dead.
No, it's not.
It's laying down.
Yes, it's laying down. What's happening now?
Oh, my God, the fake chicken's singing. He's being squeezed.
Yeah,
and now
so
he's
just
making
listen
that noise.
And enjoy for a bit.
Is that the man singing, like ventriloquist, or is that actually
no,
the blow-up?
No, that's
the...
him squeezing this... That's him squeezing this chicken. Da, da, da. This chicken, like, it's, I think it's like a dog toy almost.
It is, one of those, yeah, squeezy toys. Okay, do I need, does it get any better than this?
No.
Currently it's not rocking my boat.
Are you kidding? Listen.
Yeah. Okay, well, what's he gonna do now? Oh, wow. How does he get it in? Actually, now that I,
yeah,
think about it,
course,
how does he get the notes?
So, you're welcome. Now, okay, you're involved in Big
now
Marvel's
I'm
world.
Okay.
And at the end of that clip, he gets the actual chicken, finishes it off.
Really? I need to see that.
Well, not now.
Oh,
do
why?
It in your own time, mate.
Does the real chicken
do
sing?
Do it in your own
no,
time.
No, I want everybody else to hear
no,
it.
No, because
why?
Stop. I've got more to show you.
But I want the chicken to sing.
And because obviously the sound isn't great, because that was you playing it through your iPhone, I wanted to bring you some small smash hits,
yep,
from Big Marvel. Camila Cabello's Havana. But I need you to know, he's not just a one-trick pony. Because you look at that and you think, okay, so it's just him
with
playing
a chicken
with a rubber chicken.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
He also gets other people involved. Buzz. Okay, but that's just a chicken. Oh, no. That's his mate. And the chicken is standing on the other side of the microphone doing a duet with a woman.
But that's still the chicken there making that noise.
Yes, and then it's looking this woman in the eyes as the woman with a beautiful voice sings, and they get involved in the duet together.
I still want to hear the real chicken at the end of the other one, can't I?
Do it on your own time.
No, I feel like that's the payoff for everybody.
Is it?
Or is it not that good?
Sometimes segments just don't have a payoff.
Well, I want to hear it.
Yeah. Buzz, take us out.
No, I want to hear it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
It's been a week. Sometimes we say it's been a big week and it hasn't. It's been, you know. We've got
it
to be honest.
It's been a big week. We had the Prime Minister on this week. That was a huge week.
Guys,
we raised $5.5 million for beanies. That's a big week.
I stand corrected. It has been,
you do.
Massive. In hindsight, a huge week. Just keeping you guys on your toes. What a
is
big week.
Is that because you're still raw? Is that why you're all down?
Do you know what? I am raw. And I was nearly wrapped because I was nearly going to be a millionaire. All I needed was a prime ministerial endorsement of gangster mugs. .com, you can still get some. They are available. I thought maybe he'd be into it. Maybe he's a bit of a hecker's unit. I had never
does
met him.
Does he look
him
like
before.
A hecker's unit?
Malcolm Bly. Hell yeah, he does. MB to the EZ. Oh,
why
anyway, I gave him a gangster mug. That's his middle name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Malcolm Bly Turnbull.
Hmm. Buzz, one of us did our research.
I wasn't going to talk to him about his middle name.
I call him MB. And MB did not like the prezi that I gave to he.
Prime Minister, I usually give our guests that come on this show, I make mugs that have swear words on them.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I think I'll...
I'd leave them in their packaging.
I might leave them with you.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a really good plan.
Prime Minister,
I love how you started the interview
Lucy
so high.
Lucy likes, she's got a tea she buys called Clean Tea. That is definitely not a receptacle for tea.
The video of that actually is on our Instagram page, at Carrie Tommy Show. It is hilarious.
Oh, the look on his face. Oh, it was almost like he almost became dirty. He was like, touched it.
Yes. He looked like he needed to be, you know how they de-louse them
in
movies?
Yes,
powder at them. Buzz, let's have a Buzz sandwich today. Are you wrapped or you raw?
Oh, I'm wrapped. You said it was a big week because we had the Prime Minister on the show. I got two segments on the show this week. It was huge for me. I particularly love the one that the Australian public loved, Laurel or Yanny.
Buzz, I need to know, I'm into this game, right?
Yep.
But I don't even get how, I can hear Laurel.
Yeah, I don't get how you could hear Yanny either.
There is a scientific reason and I'll let you know what that is.
When you pitch it up, it changes the frequency of the audio. So.
No, I get speeding up and slowing things down.
Yeah, good, because that's all I had on that issue.
Okay.
I mean, also, let's be clear too. It wasn't really your segment. That was just something that took the internet by storm, and I picked it up
at 8:30 in the morning before any news outlet had it. So I'm claiming it as my own. Absolutely, I get it at 7 o'clock every day.
Would you call it a buzz exclusive?
Buzz exclusive, I like that.
And also, you don't get there at 7 o'clock every day. I get there to do breaky crosses on a Monday. You are nowhere.
Carrie, how are you feeling this week,
mate? I'm as raw as you're feeling right about now. I thought I worked, like you talked about there, Tommy, who's got your back when you're going to war. Yeah. I realise you don't have my back either.
Yeah,
because
I do.
You thought it would be funny to record me going to the toilet.
Bickmore left the microphone on in the bathroom. Buzz, have you got that there?
It's disgusting. I don't know if I even want to play
just play it. Play it, bro. Play it. Play it.
Bickmore.
That is not. I'm going to sue you for defamation. That is ruining my character.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I didn't even, you weren't even showing.
I mean, that's not far off the mark how I sounded when I gave birth too. I'm actually raw about is that is not me going to the toilet. I'm raw because you pretended, you used a bit of audio from me pretending to lift weights and then you mashed it up with a plop plop and now everybody thinks that's what I sound like going to the toilet.
Pop plop sounds disgusting. That can be your nicknames. We've learned two new nicknames today. The Prime Minister is called MB and Carrie is forever known as Pop Plop. That's been another episode of Pop Plop, Buzz Exclusive and Tommy.
All right, guys.
Great weekend.
You too. We'll see you Monday.
Versatile, intelligent. Yeah, we could be talking about Carrie and Tommy, but we're not. We're talking the Nissan X-Trail, the world's best-selling SUV. Ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum.